This podcast is brought to you by ESLLibrary.com. Hello, everyone. I'm Tara Benmo, the host of ESL Library's mini podcasts for English learners. Today's podcast comes to you from our discussion starters section. Police body cameras, increasing transparency or violating privacy. Mobile phones are used by everyday people to capture crimes as they happen. Occasionally, the bad guys are in uniform. In recent years, a series of highly publicized cases of police brutality and racial discrimination have given some police departments a bad reputation. To rebuild the public's trust and increase transparency in law enforcement, some departments have added body cameras to their uniforms. Early findings suggest that body cameras make police officers more accountable for their conduct. When cameras are rolling, officers are more likely to follow police procedures and less likely to use excess force. These police are also less likely to use weapons or have physical contact with civilians. Another key finding is that cameras reduce the rate of arrests and citations. As a result, police departments receive fewer public complaints about police conduct. Many police officers have welcomed this addition to their uniforms. Video footage can be used in court to back up a police officer's testimony. Cameras have been particularly useful in cases of domestic violence, since victims often change their stories by the time a court date rolls around. Video footage can also clear officers of fault. A video can confirm that a civilian's gunshot wounds were self-inflicted or that a police officer acted in self-defense. Criminals are also more likely to plead guilty when video evidence is submitted in court. While police departments have been quick to publicize video footage of officers exhibiting courage and restraint in hostile situations, skeptical civilians fear that negative footage will never come to light. Would a police chief turn over video evidence that might lead to an officer being charged with murder? Also, what will stop officers from turning cameras off at their own discretion? Some citizens are also concerned about privacy. Innocent bystanders, including minors, may be videotaped unexpectedly. A civilian may be inadequately dressed or recorded at a location that they had hoped to keep under wraps. Who has access to this footage, and how long is this private information stored? What happens if the footage is accidentally leaked to the public? For questions and activities and a full transcript of today's podcast, visit ESLLibrary.com and choose our Discussion Starters section. That's all for today. See you next week.